President Truman's whistle-stop tour, rear platform remarks at Clarksburg, West Virginia, 2nd of September, 1952.
My friends, it's a great pleasure to present you the President of the United States of America.
Pleasure to me today to be back in Clarksburg once more. I've had some very happy times in this town. My press secretary is a graduate of VMI, and he claims that he didn't go to school there when Stonewall Jackson was professor there, but I don't know whether that's true or not. My secretary of defense came from here too, Lewis Johnson, of whom I'm very fond, and former one of the great national commanders of the American Legion. I wish we had somebody like him that we could put in charge of that organization now. It certainly needs somebody like that.
So do we all.
When I was here in 1948, I was trying to get you to elect a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress. Well, I'm back here on the same errand now, but I have another candidate for president this time. I hope you'll vote for him.
You can do it again.
I hope all of you listened to Governor Stevenson's speech yesterday. If you'll just listen to what he has to say, you'll find that he stands four square on the Democratic platform. And that when you make him president, the forward-looking steps which the Democratic Party has taken in the last 20 years will be continued. I am out trying to inform you on what the Democratic Party has done to make this country great, and Governor Stevenson is going to tell you what's going to happen in the future when he becomes president, and he'll make a great president. One thing I'm very anxious for you to do, doesn't do any good to elect a Democratic president if you elect a Congress that faces the other way. I want you to send this senator back. Harley Kilgore is my good friend. He and Matt Neely are always on the right side of all the questions when they come before the Congress for the welfare of the country. I served with both of them a long time in the Congress, and I'm very fond of both of them. They're both good senators, and I know very well you're going to send Harley Kilgore back. But that's not all you ought to do. You've got to send a congressman down there. Cleve Bailey is...
That's right.
I see I have complete agreement over here, and I hope everybody else feels the same way about it. He's a great congressman, Cleve Bailey is. He's been on the right side of all these questions. And if you'll just give us a Congress, along with the new president, we'll continue to go forward. We can't afford to let the Republicans get control of the Congress, and all you need to do is to look at the record of the Democrats and the Republicans to come to the conclusion that it would be the most dangerous thing you can possibly do. To let the Republicans get control of the government of the United States. Now, the Democrats have a record of which they can be proud. We've improved wages and working conditions in the last 20 years. We've saved farms and homes from mortgage foreclosures. We've insured bank deposits. And I want to say to you that there are more homeowners in the United States now than ever before in the history of the country. That means homes in cities, and it means homes on the farm that are owned by the people that live in them. We've insured the bank deposits, and there hasn't been a bank failure where anybody's lost any money in the last 10 years. I'm saying that advisedly. We develop the rivers for the benefit of all the people and not for just a few of the special interests. We've taken steps to conserve the soil and other precious natural resources. We've helped the American people to get decent homes to live in, as I said a while ago, and there are more homeowners than there ever were in the history of the country. We've provided Social Security for old people and for the needy. We've made the United States a better place in which to live and made it possible for most of our citizens to lead happier lives than ever before. We've turned away from the paths of isolationism, made our country the respected leader of the world in the cause of freedom and peace. Every one of you knows that these things are true. Now I want to point out a few things of our people who want to unseat the Democrats and tell you why you don't want to let them do it. In the first place, they're trying to tell you that all the good things I've just repeated to you are not true. Well, you all know how you're fixed here at home. I wonder how many of you would like to go back to the apple-selling days of 1932. I don't believe you would. I don't think they're going to get very far with the misstatement of facts. The important thing is that their votes in Congress and the policy they have followed has been one of constant obstruction and reaction. They were against Social Security. In fact, when that good-for-nothing 80th Congress got control of the government, they took a million people off the rolls. And they'd do it again and do more than that to you if you let them do it. They were against minimum wages. They voted against a 75-cent minimum wage, and they voted against the first minimum wage law. They've constantly tried to weaken the farm program. You remember what they did to the farmers in 1948 and 47? When I went out and told the farmers what was happening to them, the farmers voted against them, and they're going to do it this time, too. They've been against public power, and they've been against low-rent housing, and they've tried to sabotage price and rent controls, and they've been against practically everything that's for the welfare of the everyday man and the common people. I know you don't want to turn this country over to the Republican Party. Let them try to take it back to the days of McKinley. They're still thinking in 1896. They haven't come to life yet. You had enough of that kind of thing when you had the 80th Congress. And that's just a sample of what you'd get if they could get control of the whole government. You see, I was there to head them off when the 80th Congress was working. You're going to elect Stevenson president, John Sparkman vice president. You're going to elect a Democratic delegation from West Virginia to the House. You're going to send Harley Kilgore back to the Senate. I wish I could go back there with him. I had more fun when I was in the Senate than I ever had in my life, and I've had more trouble since I've been president than any man alive. I'm also of the opinion that you're going to elect a Democrat to be governor of West Virginia, as you always have done. And from the looks of him, he'll make a good one. I'm more than happy to be here with you again. I hope that 4 years from now I can come back and tell you to elect another Democratic president and a Democratic delegation from Virginia. And that's what I'm going to try to do, because I think, I'm only 68. I ought to live to be 98. And in all that time, you'll find out a lot of things. And I will, too. West Virginia is a most hospitable place. I'm always pleased to come to West Virginia. I've been in nearly every town in the state. And I've never been to one where I haven't been cordially treated and asked to come back. In fact, West Virginia tried to get me to put myself up to run for president again, but I decided that the best thing for the country would be for the Democratic Party to bring on some new faces and keep the country rolling for the next 20 years as it has in the last 20. Thank you very much.